If elected, the Milwaukee mayor says he plans to call a special session of the legislature to take up a bill overturning Act 10. Barrett believes the proposal would pass the state Senate, and he thinks some Republicans would cross over in the Assembly.
That will put the spotlight on the Assembly. And there are a number of members of the Assembly who voted against this bill, Republican Assembly members who voted against Act 10 when it was in the Assembly in 2011.
Former Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk, one of Barrett's primary opponents, wants to repeal Act 10 using the state budget, arguing it's the best course of action because the bill must pass. Barrett says that could put the state in an even worse position.
It is very dangerous to hang our hat entirely on the budget, because bear in mind that unlike Minnesota or unlike the federal government, if a budget does not pass in Wisconsin, there is not a government shutdown. What would happen is that you would operate under the existing budget.
Barrett says that means cuts to education and public assistance programs would remain in place. Other candidates seeking the Democratic nomination in the upcoming recall have largely sided with Barrett's position on repealing Act 10, independent of the state budget. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.